Hey kings and queens, welcome back to Souls Thrive, starring myself, Bree. It's been a minute, y'all, so it ain't gonna be no excuses behind it, because y'all always know that the reason why I don't be on my podcast, but we ain't gonna tell nobody else. But anywho, y'all, what have everybody been up to? I'm just hoping that you guys have been doing something very constructive, something very great towards your mental health. Today is just really just me chit-chatting with you guys, since it's Friday. We all know that I don't get on my podcast on Fridays often. My main favorite focus is Mental Health Mondays, and I just felt the need to get on here because, like, I just got a lot of great news and I want to share it, but I don't know if I'm going to share all of it. But I just want to thank you all for tuning into my podcast. It has really been, like, great. I have a lot of people that's supporting me that I barely even know, new people that's actually tuning into my podcast. And all the ones that's been with me since day one, y'all know where we came from. Y'all know where we're going. So I just thank you guys for, I messed up. I just thank you guys for constantly supporting me. Even my new people that are tuning into my podcast, I thank you guys for tuning in. I also thank you for all the feedback that I have been receiving. It's crazy because a lot of times that we don't think people are watching us or people are listening to us, but in actuality they are. So it's really, a blessing in disguise. So, you know, I just thank you all for everything. Like, I've been getting a lot of people telling me that they've listened to my podcast, and it makes me feel some type of way, like, really good. Like, me, I'm extremely shy in person. So once you finally get a chance to know who I am, then that shyness kind of, like, goes away. But with my podcast, like, I feel like I can hide behind the screen and all that. Like, and I had already said I want to start recording on camera versus off camera, like, to where you guys can see me, you know, put a face to the voice. So I just want to do that pretty soon. But until now, like, I'm just doing this for right now, but it's been a blessing. I know sometime when I do my podcast, I feel like my words literally be all over the place. And a lot of times that we have a lot of things that we don't like about us, or we feel like it's not great content. And then when other folks listen to it themselves, they're like, well, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I can be better. So, and I know that sometime my words just be all over the place. And if you listen to my previous podcast, like, it was all over the place. And I have not realized until last night or the other night, I sat there and I went over some of my old podcasts that I had previously recorded and was like, I came a long ways, and I'm still coming a long ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started podcasting almost 4 years ago. So, and I'm actually surprised that I'm still keeping it going, because a lot of times, sometimes when I don't record, I find myself saying, well, that wasn't for me. But some reason I keep coming back and giving it another shot. And then every time I give it another shot, it gets way better. So I'm pretty sure that this is what I should be doing, you know. But I just thank you guys for constantly giving me the motivation that I did not think that I had. Or people cheering me on and me not realizing that they are cheering me on. And so many people have been sharing my podcast and all of that stuff. So I just really, really appreciate that. You guys have put me in a whole different headspace. So thank you guys for your continuous support with my podcasting. But today, like, y'all, I just want to basically, like, I didn't really have anything special that I wanted to talk about, which was basically that with people, that there are people out there that are supporting you from the other side and you don't know it. So keep going, because people are looking at you even if you don't know. So that's my biggest word on today. And also, I just wanted to come on here too and let you guys know some of my exciting things that is going on in my life, new milestones that are going on in my life that I am extremely proud of and hoping that I can continue to make everybody proud around me that has been cheering me on since day one. But I am actually coming out of my comfort zone. I did a podcast similar to this a few months back, or maybe a year back, but I don't know. I have to go back all through to whatever again. But I was basically kind of talking about being too comfortable in your position where you are in life. So basically, I got a great job offer at a new company. Basically, it's a brand new career, like literally something that I have never done in my life and something that I never thought that I would actually be able to get. But God was in my favor and he basically just blessed me with a brand new job and better pay. You know, like I can actually have something to look forward to now, and then there's going to be less struggling and all of that. So I'm just excited to where God is taking me in life, in this new chapter in my life, this new journey that I am going across. I'm leaving a lot of great people that I have met. I am literally I'm very introverted, so like the people that I met at my current job was kind of crazy to me because they all made me come out of my shell and, you know, like to be excited to come to work and, you know, just meeting new people. So I'm like, I really don't like to be around too many people, but they kind of like made me feel like family here. So it was kind of hard. Well, it was a very hard decision to make, but at the same time, I looked at it as elevation in my life to where my family and I won't have to struggle anymore. So, you know, sometimes you just have to come out of your comfort zone, because if you continue to be too comfortable where you are, you will never exceed, or you will never make your dreams come true of where you want to be in life later on down the line. So I'm excited, and I will talk about that again pretty soon in another podcast. You know, I like to talk about the same, like if I talk about something in my podcast for that time, I'll always go back over it again, like down the line. So yeah, I will be talking about it again, but y'all, I am literally, I had to step out of work just now because I felt myself, in somewhere completely different mentally. So I always feel like if you feel that there's too much going on in your atmosphere, you gotta try to give yourself some time. And I always preach on and on about mental health and taking care of your mind and taking care of yourself. So yeah, that's one thing that I had to do. I had to step away and, you know, get myself together. But I am literally at work. This is my last 2 days here and it's bittersweet, but yeah, I'm just here in my own little zone, taking care of me. But y'all, I gotta get back to work. This was just a little quick little chit chat with you guys, and just a part of appreciation. A part of this is appreciation from me, to you guys, all my supporters, all the new people that are supporting me, people that I don't even know that were supporting me. Like, I appreciate you guys 100%. My kids, my husband, everybody. I am just so appreciative of everybody getting the word out to everybody about my podcast, about Souls Thrive. So I just thank you guys. I'm going to close this podcast up with, I love you guys. Also, thank you once again. I just can't stop saying thank you to everybody. But I just want to thank you guys, and continue to follow us for more content with Souls Thrive. And you guys have a great and beautiful day. Until next time, King and Queens, God bless.